أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Ta'ala explained one of the evil qualities of the Jews, that they used to say that it is only they who will enter the Jannat, and also that they are the ones who are the favored ones of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here in this ayat Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains another evil qualities, a quality of theirs, and that is that they used to tell the people that لَنْ يُدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا, اور کہتے ہیں کہ ہرگز نہ جاویں گے جنت میں مگر جو ہوں گے یہودی یا نصارہ. They should say nobody else will enter Jannat but only the Jews and the Nasara, the Christians, that they are the only ones who will enter Jannat. In other words, the Muslims, there is no place, na'uzu billah, for them in Jannat. Only the Jews and the Christians will enter. So this is a claim that they used to make from their side. Allah Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ یہ عارضو ہے باندھ لی ہے انہوں نے کہہ دے. These are just hopes that they have brought, that they have in themselves. That is just imaginary false hopes that they have got. And the danger of this was that these people were the Ahle Kitab, and the Muslims generally at that time, at the beginning stages, they were people without any Kitab. They were previously idolaters, and they looked with respect at the Jews and Christians that they have got the Kitab. They are learned people, so what they are saying is right. In here Allah Ta'ala warns that all Muslims don't fall for their trap, that they are telling you that they will only enter Jannat and that nobody else will enter Jannat. That is just the imaginary false hopes and ideas that they have got. So yeah, this was also of course a holier than thou attitude, basically, that we are more better than you, and we are warned of that, that we should not fall prey to that. That we always feel that I'm more holier and I'm only going to Jannat. Only our family is going to Jannat. Only our fraternity is going to Jannat. Nobody else is going to Jannat. That is what Allah Ta'ala is warning for us to take a lesson from, that we should not have that. Of course, there is no doubt Islam is 100% true, and it is only with Iman and Islam that a person will enter Jannah. There is no doubt about it. But how am I sure that my Iman is correct? My Islam is correct? How many faults and mistakes haven't I got in myself? And then whether my mort will come on Iman or Islam or not, that also nobody has got any guarantee of that. We have great hopes in Allah, in the great mercy of Allah. InshaAllah, there is no doubt Allah will be very kind to us. But nobody has got any guarantee. So nobody can claim now that only I'm going to Jannat, only we going to Jannat, nobody else is going to Jannat. We don't know. Perhaps all those who we said are not going to Jannat, they are the ones who enter Jannat, while we are the ones who are left out. So we should be very careful. And then that is as far as Iman and Maut is concerned. But generally also we should never have this holier than thou attitude, that I am better than you. A person can be fully according to Sunnah outwardly. He can be very regular with all his namazes, even the nafal namazes, tahajjud, etc. But still he hasn't got any guarantee from Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, a person can be a drunkard, a gambler, a humanizer, all the evil qualities. We don't know what Allah has got in store for him. So we are not here, we cannot judge anyone. We should of course, who know what is the truth and follow the truth, but not have this attitude that I am the only one who is going to Jannah. One beautiful teaching that is given to us to regulate and correct this is that hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. How we lived in this world, this way or that way, that is not the real criteria on the day of Qiyamah when the results will come out. That will be the right criteria. And presently we should think, in order to bring the justice and bring it in, to correct it, that I am the worst amongst all the Muslims. We don't know that I might be having all other good qualities, but there might be one bad quality in me which Allah dislikes, and therefore I am not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Whereas another person might have all the evil qualities, but he might have one such good quality which Allah loves, and therefore he is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And as far as mort is concerned, we should regard ourselves worse than animals also, and worse than non-believers, kafirs also. Because there are so many kafirs we heard from time to time, last moment they accepted Islam. And the animals have got no reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. There is no Jahannam for them. And nobody gave us guarantee that we are going to die on Iman. We have that full hope, and we are convinced, of course, that Islam is the only true religion. But whether my Islam is correct or not, whether my Iman, especially in today's environment, when so many other things we are giving preference to Deen, we are putting other laws, other things more higher than Deen, and we are putting Deen to a lower level. And not only all those things, but even things like sports we give preference. We will miss our namazes for sports. For a girl who is getting married, and now she's got her hair done up, and she's got her wedding dress, etc. She doesn't make namaz, and she's got all her makeup. Wuzu is, so to say, na'uzubillah, going to spoil her makeup. So she doesn't make namaz. We give preference to these things. So we don't, I think I'm a Muslim, I'm a very good Muslim, but what is really the goodness of my Islam and the goodness of my Iman? Namaz is the most greatest command, not only in Deen, in the world, in all matters. After Iman, namaz is the greatest. How much of importance do we give to namaz? And how much of importance do we give to Deen itself? We give preference to other lifestyles, to other laws over Islam. So we should not have this what the Jews have got in them, and which we have unfortunately taken, that we also just have a few things of Deen, and we think we are very pious and we are very righteous. It will only be known at the time of Maut and in the Akhirat that who is standing where. An Arab say, beautiful poem, that soon we will see that who is winning the race. While the race is on, the dust is flying high. So nobody knows whether you're riding a horse or a donkey. But when the race ends and the dust settles down, then you will see who is in front, who is at the back, who was riding what kind of vehicle, and who was being successful. That is in the Akhirat, when all matters are sorted out, then people will see who stands where. In this world we have got false alarms that I think I am very good, I am in a very good position, but only in Akhirat will we know. So this was also one terrible quality of the Jews and the Christians, that they claim only they are going to Jannah, and worse than all, they are on falsehood. They changed their religion, and they know they changed it. They were slaves of this dunya, and for the petty gains of this dunya, they changed their religion, and which makes it worse that now they think only they are going to Jannah. From here we should not forget that one great lesson which is taught throughout. The minute a person moves from the commands of Allah, he goes into misguidance. And he carries on until he thinks in his wrong, I am right. And then in his wrong, he thinks everyone else is wrong. And then he gets this holier than thou attitude also. That is the thing a person must be on his guard all the time. It must never come into a person. We must strive to become most righteous, most pious, most obedient, but never have the attitude that I am the most pious, I am the most righteous. In fact, I should have the attitude, I am the worst of all. The more humility comes in a person, the more his position is by Allah Ta'ala. The more pride comes in a person, the greater he falls from the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah guide us all to righteousness, proper understanding of deen, and to make full effort to get full deen and conviction that only Iman, Islam is the right way, but not to have any pride in us in whatsoever way. Wa akhiru da'wana.